1 Kings chapter 19, verses 8 and 9. So Elijah arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights, as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. Have you ever been to Horeb? Do you know where it is? After all, it's called the mountain of God. Elijah heard the voice of the Lord speak to him there. There are a lot of people that have gone on pilgrimages to the place, despite the fact that it's very harsh wilderness. Lived there in those terrible conditions, built monasteries there, all on the supposed premise that they could thus experience the Lord. For after all, they think it wasn't just Elijah. Horeb is where the Lord spoke to Moses from the burning bush. I am that I am. Horeb is where Moses struck the rock at God's command and water flowed forth for all Israel. Horeb is where the Lord spoke to all the people of Israel, making a covenant with them that they might be His people. Horeb is where Israel worshipped the golden calf and would have been justly destroyed as a stiff-necked and rebellious people. But Horeb is also where Moses pleaded for them. Lord, these are Your people whom You have saved, and the glory of Your name is involved. Or the unbelievers will say, the Lord's no God at all. He can't save His own people. So remember Your promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and save Your people. Blot me out of Your book instead of them. In response to this Christ-like intercession, Exodus 33 tells us that the Lord now spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Moses prayed, Lord, if I have found grace in Your sight, show me Your way that I may know You, and this nation may be preserved as Your people. And the Lord said, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Moses prayed again. If Your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For unless You go with us, how can it be known that we are Your people, that we have found grace in Your sight, that we are thus separate from all the peoples of the earth? And the Lord answered, I will also do this which You have spoken, for You have found grace in My sight, and I know You by name. And Moses prayed a third time, show me Your glory. And the Lord responded, I will make all My goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord. I will be gracious to whom I am gracious. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But you cannot see My face, for no one can see Me and live. Stand here on the rock by Me, And I will cause my glory to pass by. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand. And after my glory has passed by, you may see my back, but not my face. This is the Horeb, where Elijah has come. And our text also emphasizes he came to the cave, to the rock that was cleft for Moses, for Elijah, for you and me. So what about it? Have you been to Mount Horeb? Have you been in the rock that was cleft? 1 Corinthians 10. That rock is Christ. In exchange for the grace of Christ dying for your sins and living for your righteousness, the Lord is giving you the grace of forgiving your sins and going before you as His people into everlasting life. So every day that you are believing in grace for grace, you are living in the rock that was cleft for you. You have come to Mount Horeb. There is no place like living in the rock. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 376, stanzas 1 and 3.